Hello, my name is Matthew Shriver, and the boundary I explored was family.
When it comes to family, whether we have good relationships or bad, they help shape our life and help us grow. In my interview, I interviewed my grandmother to give her point of view about how her family shaped her life.
With my father, it was good. With my mother, she just loved boys instead of girls. She didn't want a girl, and I was the only girl. So my mother and I didn't really have a good relationship. My father and I did.
We talked for a while about family, but what really got interesting was when she started talking about the different ways that her mom and dad punished her.
It seemed like that anything I got caught, like when I got caught smoking a cigarette, my father didn't punish me, but my mother did. If I would sass my mother, my mother would punish me. It was like she had a pick on me. She used to call me the queen, my dad's queen. Because, really, in reality, I think she was jealous of me.
She talked about what her mother would say whenever she would confront her about her loving the boys more than her.
She would always lie to me and tell me, oh, yes, I love you. But she didn't. As a child, you know, I knew my dad did, but my mom didn't.
She talked about how her mother treated her brothers.
No, she would let them go out. She would punish me, but let them do whatever they wanted to do. Give them money, and not me. I would have to go to my dad.
She talks about her brothers.
Well, with my younger brother, wasn't good. Because he would steal off of me. He was into drugs. We just didn't get along at all. You know, my older brother, we got along great. All the way up until I was 19, and then he passed away. He died, he got shot by a cop at the age of 23. But he was the one I loved, and he was my stepbrother.
When I asked her about her boundaries, she talked about how much she disliked when her mother would correct her children the way that she would.
I don't think a parent should overrule when the child is getting corrected by their mother or their father, and me as a parent, say my daughter was disciplining their son. Why? That's a boundary that I don't want to step on. You know, when my daughter is correcting my grandson, my granddaughter, because it isn't right. My mother stepped in and tried to, like, when we were correcting our children, she would step in and say, you know, you shouldn't do it this way, you know, and it wasn't right because that was overbearing her boundaries. Just because she's my mother doesn't mean that I have to control my child the way she tried to control me. You know what I mean? She would always, like, she'd be smacking me where I would give them time out or I would make them stay in the house. And she thought that was wrong. But she was trying to overstep her boundaries and it wasn't right.
So did she try to make you have the relationship with your kids that she had with you?
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that because me and my daughter, I swore if I ever had a daughter that we would have a good relationship. And we do. Me and my daughter.
She talked about the difference between her mom and dad.
Not really good. It was like my mother was a cheater and my father was a family man. You know, my mother liked to drink. My father didn't.
She talked about when her mom and dad split up for the first time.
He had quarter and my mom took us away from my dad. I was crying because I wanted to go back with my dad. I didn't want to stay with my mom. And
she talked about how, as bad as their relationship was with her parents, how they stuck together for the kids.
So what happened was we went back. You know, my dad forgave my mom and all, but it was never the same. Like my brothers would always stick with my mother, being on my mother's side. And then one time when, a couple months later, it was about a week before Mother's Day, my mom and dad had another disagreement, so my mom left. But this time we stayed with my dad. And then when Mother's Day came, we asked my dad if she could come back, and he said, yeah. He said, but things will never be the same. And from there on, it wasn't. It was like he went his way, and she went her way.
She talked about the sad but true reason on why her mother stayed with her dad.
And my father had the money. She didn't work. So basically, she was staying there for, honestly, a free ride. I didn't want to be my mother. I wanted my children to respect me, love me, and I wanted to love them. I didn't want to go pull their hair all the time and be, like, abused, you know, and the way I was, you know, really. I mean, it used to hurt me, and I swore that I would be a better mother than her. And I feel in my heart, I am.
In the end, even with the bad relationship with her mom and the great relationship with her dad, it helped shape her to be the parent that she, showing that even when you have terrible relationships with people in your family, whether you want them to or not, they will shape your life.